Hello and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. Hope everybody had a great week out there. Metsy's not so good again. Like, swept by the Phillies in four games. Did not look good over the weekend. Split the first two with Miami. We're trailing in the rubber match that got suspended due to the rain. The rains are still here. I don't think they're going to play tonight against Philadelphia. And, who knows if they're going to play at all this weekend. Now, they may have to play Monday after the season. The game that was suspended with Miami has to be finished. Miami may or may not need the game, but right now they need every game they can get to get a wild card spot. So we will have to see if the Mets are going to be in action as well Monday. So they could have 3.5 games or 3 1/9 games, if you will, or they could be done with the season. Should Miami clinch a playoff spot, then of course the game would not be necessary. Should Miami need that game to get into the playoffs, then they'll play that game. So everything's kind of up in the air right now as far as the ball games go. But the rain has come from the big hurricane or storm on the Atlantic, and we are just getting hammered here with water in the New York area. So be interesting to see if they have called the game. I'll check it on our first break and see whether or not they have called the game or not. But as of right now, as far as we know, they're still playing that game. But we do have some news this week. The Mets' Francisco Lindor reached the 30-30 club for the first time in the Mets' game two loss to the Marlins at Citi Field. So they split the doubleheader. Got rained out the first game. Had a doubleheader. They split the doubleheader. Mets taking the first game, losing the nightcap. But Francisco Lindor had a terrific season so far. Continues to. And we'll see. He's got a couple of games left. He got his 31st stolen base last night. So we'll see if that even counts. I'm not sure at this point. Kodai Senga reached the 200 strikeout mark, becoming the second Mets rookie to accomplish that feat. I know he's 30 years old. He's not really a rookie to professional baseball, but he's a rookie to the major leagues. So he gets that designation. Another guy had a terrific year. And it's going to be fun to watch him going forward. Next year, he'll be here, so he'll be part. Jose Quintana, who's pitched pretty well since he's come off the injured list, he'll be back next year. We'll discuss all of this in the future. We've got the whole winter to talk about things. But Kodai Senga with finished with a loss, but finished strong. He pitched well. I don't think he'll get another start the rest of the season. And let's see, Starling Marte has been shut down for the rest of the season, as has Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo left Thursday's game against the Marlins in the fifth inning because of an AC joint issue in his right shoulder. Showalter confirmed that Nimmo will receive an MRI on Friday to determine if there is any rotated damage. Initial x-rays came back negative. No report on that MRI. If they took it today, let's hope that they did, that there is no significant rotated damage. That could really be a big setback for next year. And even if there isn't any damage, there's only three games left. Just shut him down. Shut him down. Let him rest it. Get 3 days jump on it. He had a terrific year in 152 games. He batted .274 with a career-high 24 home runs and 68 RBI. So a great year for Brandon Nimmo also shut down for the season. Three of our top starters. Jeff McNeil has been shut down. He was placed on a 10-day IL with a left elbow sprain, effectively ending his 2023 season. He explained that an MRI revealed that he had a partial tear in the UCL, but surgery is not on the table as of now. Instead, he'll receive a platelet-rich plasma injection on Friday. So he's got a partial tear of his UCL, but it's left elbow. So it's going to affect his hitting, a little bit of his fielding, but it really shouldn't affect anything else. But, of course, if he does decide to have Tommy John surgery, there is a healing time, and you know. But it's a lot less for an infielder, and especially to the other spot. Infielder Danny Bednick was called up to take his spot on the roster for the remaining games in the season. So the rumor mills are starting already for trade possibilities, as Jeff Passan had go on X or Twitter or whatever we're calling it this week and talked about the possibility that and also on a podcast, the possibility of the Mets acquiring Juan Soto. He said it's a scary possibility that the Mets could trade for Soto if he becomes available. His reasoning was the Mets now have the assets in the minor leagues, and they also have the cash to sign him long term. Soto's coming off a pretty good year. Very good year. He's hitting 275, 35 homers. It would be a good get. He'll be a free agent 2025, so that's a concern. If you trade three of your top picks that you just got, and then he leaves, you know, for next season, then he leaves after the 2025 season, or maybe next year he can leave. You know, you're essentially getting him for 1 year. So do you want to do that, or are you sure you can sign him? If you're positive you can sign him, I would listen. If he becomes available, this is all if he becomes available, and who they want. I mean, you know, there are certain deals you can make with we have some prospects at the major league level now. Maybe a Vientos or a Batty would be included in the deal. I would like to hold on Maurizio because I think he's got a bigger upside than Vientos. As far as he can play second, short, or third, and a little bit outfield. You know, it's a tough call. Do you want to give up Acuna or Gilbert or one of those guys? Parada. Parada could be key in this because Parada's coming fast and you know, they have Alvarez now. So do you want them both up at the same time? Can you and just split the time? Or does one become the number one, one becomes a backup? Do you want to take a number one pick or a high draft pick and make him a backup catcher? I don't know. That's a tough call. But you could include him in a deal, being that they're set at catcher. They could include Batty in a deal, or Batty, however they say it. I'm still confused. But they could include him in the deal as well. So you'd have a deal with Batty and Parada, and maybe a pitcher or two, maybe a relief pitcher. Or maybe a younger prospect, or somebody down in the minor leagues. I wouldn't trade Jet Williams at this point. I think that Jet Williams is valuable to this organization if he proves he can hit at Double-A and Triple-A. He could be the center fielder of the future, moving Nimmo to left field. So, all things in the work. Be an interesting winter. So, we will see how it all shakes out as the winter progresses on, and we'll be here to give you all of that news. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for interesting baseball talk, opinions, and history.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for barbecue recipes, tips, and interviews from the world of barbecue. If you like baseball and if you like barbecue, then tune in to Baseball and BBQ. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and BaseballTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that Baseball PhD can be heard on BaseballTalkRadio.com?
Our shows rotate with other top baseball podcasts.
Now don't forget, that's BaseballTalkRadio.com.
With us, we'll help you get a PhD in life through baseball.
With BaseballTalkRadio.com, you'll hear the rest of the excellent universe of baseball podcasts.
Hello, baseball fans. You're listening to Baseball Talk Radio, the home of great baseball talk shows. At BaseballTalkRadio.com, you're going to find great shows like this one with the great Gary Mack and the Mets Musings podcast. And now back to the show.
And now it's time to go down on the farm. And the Binghamton Rumble Ponies won their first round of their playoffs, went on to the championship round. Unfortunately, they were swept away by the Erie Seawolves, who won the championship series 2-0. And the Binghamton Rumble Pony season comes to an end, as does minor league baseball completely. So congratulations to Binghamton. No, they had a great second half. Made it to the playoffs, won a round, and, it just happens. Congratulations also to Luis Angel Acuna, as well as Christian Scott, who both were named to the AA 2023 All-Star team. And besides that, congratulations to Jet Williams, who was named the New York Mets Organizational Minor League Player of the Year of 2023, and Christian Scott, who was named the Pitcher of the Year. So congratulations go out to those two on their fine seasons, and we'll be itching to see them in Citi Field in the upcoming years, and maybe sooner than you think. All right, the game is postponed tonight, Friday the 29th. So if you have tickets, don't bother going. It has been postponed. Will be made up tomorrow as a doubleheader. We'll see. Weather's not supposed to be much better, so we'll see what happens with that. But that is the current plan. So that leaves the Mets with 3 games left in the season in 2 days. As we wind down to the 2023 season, it went fast. It was not good, but that's the way it goes sometimes. So we will look forward to the hot stove in the wintertime as we see whether the Mets make trades, sign free agents, what is in their playbook. Don't forget, they have a new president of baseball operations, David Stern. Hasn't been officially announced. He'll be announced probably Monday or Tuesday, depending on if the Mets have to make up the rest of that suspended game. But it will probably be announced sometime next week. So look for that. possibility of a Juan Soto trade. Who knows? Lots of things shaking. You're going to hear a lot of rumors, a lot of crazy stuff from now on, after the season ends, until spring training begins. And so we'll try to stay here and sort it all out for you. So until next time, remember to keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets. And I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.